If you do the business right, you don't have to do this. Because see, when you come into the business, you start off with a friend. Now, a lot of people say, you know, I'll go talk to strangers, but I'm not going to go to my friends. Let me tell you their problem. One of two things. They either don't believe it or they don't understand it. Because see, if you believe that you could be financially independent in 1 to 3 years and you understood it well enough to explain it to them, or at least loan them the book to explain it for you, why would you want to give that kind of an opportunity to a stranger before you would give it to your best friend? Okay? So you start with your friend, and that person will naturally know 200 people you don't know. So you teach the one you already have how to do this and that with their friend so when it's appropriate, they can introduce them to you. Remember I said way back that anyone can meet a stranger if someone will introduce them to you? Here it is. And it's only appropriate after they've read the book. If he gets me on the phone with the prospect, the first thing I say, have you read the book? And she says, no, I just got it today and I was going to read it tonight. And I say, hey, that's great. Why don't we continue this phone conversation tomorrow after you've read the book? I do not want to talk to someone until they've already read the book. Because otherwise you get those same questions that we answered for 10 years that burned us out. So it's only appropriate once they've read the book. So I immediately help my new person get their first person, teach them to do the same, start working downline to get the duplication going. And in the process of doing this, along comes a second person. Now I've got two people that I'm working with. See, this business has never been about signing up 10 people, folks. It's a business about one. You get one. You help them get one. Teach them how to help that person get one. In the meantime, you get one more. You get a flow going. Now, once you get up to 5, okay, if you are working for your people like you should be, you are going to be very busy. So some people misunderstand this. They say, we say you only sponsor 5 people. That's not true. Once you get to 5, you kind of put the brakes on for the moment until one of the 5 doesn't need you anymore. Could be the first one you brought in, could be the last one. It doesn't matter. But when one of them doesn't need you anymore, that frees up you to give someone else this opportunity. Isn't that great when you think about it this way? You get to choose the people who get this opportunity, folks. Okay, now, should be with your 3, actually your 5, by the end of your first full month in the business. So whatever part of the month is left, you give them that, plus the next month as part of their first full month in the business. So everybody you bring in will know 200 people you don't know. Now, I'm going to tell you right now a huge, huge mistake people make in this business. It's going to shock some of you, and then I'll explain. Never, ever tell your new person to make out a list of 100 to 200 names. Don't do it, folks. Let me explain why. You've taken all this energy explaining that anybody can do this business. It's not selling. Network marketing is different. And this person finally signs up in your business. But this person, 15 years ago, got a job selling insurance, vacuum cleaner, cookware, encyclopedias, or whatever. Guess what the first thing a sales manager tells the salesperson to do? Make a list of 100 names. Folks, can anyone explain to me why you need 100 names to sponsor your best friend? Don't you know who your best friend is? So what we do is we tell people to make up a short list. Now, what's a short list? When you go on my website, you'll see that January 21st, we're having a cruise. We've got 2 cruises listed, one in Asia in November. And January 21st, we go from L.A. down to Mexico on the Sapphire Princess, okay? Welcome to join us. We block a whole bunch of cabins, so we have special rates on there. If you were going to go on that cruise, who are the 5 people you know that you would like to see have the time and money to be able to go with you? Folks, that's your list of names, okay? And when you get through them, Folks, you're going to be so busy meeting their friends and meeting their friends, you know, you just have no idea. I showed you with four people. We go to Europe. We spend a month in Europe just going around meeting people. That's all we do. Okay, but just naturally know that the person will know 200 names. Just don't tell them to write it down. It'll freak them out. They'll think, oh, this, I didn't think this was sales, you know. So 5 times 200 is 1,000. You have 1,000 people to meet through the 5 you already have. So just teach the ones you already have how to do this and that so they can introduce the ones that they already know to you. Okay, you're going to help your 5 people so they get 5 serious people. That takes you to 25, should be there by the end of 3 full months in the business. 25 times 200 is 5,000. Adds up to 6,000 people to meet through the people you already have. When would you have time to be out looking for strangers? Okay, you're going to teach your people to teach them to help their people. Goes to 125, should be there in 6 months. We say, gosh, what if that took a whole year? Because remember, these are all serious people here. 125 times 200 is 25,000. You have 31,000 people to meet through the people you already have. When would you have time to be looking for strangers? Now, there's a motivational story that goes with this. It goes like this. Many years ago, a person in Africa sold his farm because he wanted to go looking for diamonds. Looked all over Africa for diamonds. Finally ended it all by drowning himself in the ocean. Now, the person that he sold his farm to found the Kimberley mine on that farm. The largest diamond mine in all of Africa was found on the farm the person sold so they could go looking. Okay? Same story, different continent. A guy named Sutter from Switzerland. He buys a farm outside of Sacramento, California, which is, of course, you know, right outside of San Francisco, from someone who wanted to go looking for gold. This was during the days of the gold rush. Now, Sutter found the largest gold mining operation on the farm the person sold so they could go looking. See, all I want you to do, folks, is recognize your acre of diamonds. Okay, this is your acre of diamonds. Teach the ones you already have how to talk to people they already know, so when it's appropriate, they can introduce them to you. And in the process of doing this, meeting your people in this place, in that place, in this restaurant, that restaurant, wearing your pin, people are going to ask you about the pin, you're going to run into more people than you will ever know what to do with. Hey, I enjoyed being here today, and a reminder, today is the first day in the history of the world with our training material. We do have the DVD, so any of your friends that couldn't make it here today can see the same thing right at home in front of your TV set. After we're through here today, we'll be hanging around as long as anyone has questions, and wish you well in your business.